From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. A woman in Portland, Oregon, started her daily exercise habit with one activity, walking her dog. Lindsay Key then added movements to this daily activity. Before leaving on the walk, she did some standing stretches. On her return, she did other exercises, such as jumping jacks. Over time, Key added more exercises around the dog walk. She said adding exercises to an existing activity took the pressure off of creating a whole new daily exercise. And now, more than a year later, she consistently exercises around the dog walk. Key said, "I've found it to be really effective in helping me be consistent with things that I really want to do." What Key did is called habit stacking. Writer S. J. Scott created this term for his 2014 book of the same name. The idea behind habit stacking is to attach something you want to start doing to something you already do every day. A common example is flossing your teeth after brushing them. However, you can use habit stacking in many areas of your daily life. Key, for example, places her vitamins next to the coffee machine. This helps her remember to take them every morning. Exercise experts say habit stacking is especially helpful if you are trying to increase exercise time. Dana Santos is a movement expert who has trained more than 50 professional sports teams. She combines exercise habits with personal health care. For example, Santos does push-ups before every shower, and she does leg exercises while brushing her teeth. She says that her electric toothbrush makes a sound every 30 seconds to remind her to brush different teeth. But she uses the reminder to change her exercises. "It's perfect," she added. 2 minutes of exercise may not get you in shape, but experts say every little bit helps. Experts at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggest getting 150 minutes of moderate activity, like a fast walk, every week. Or you could also get 75 minutes of very energetic activity, like jogging, every week. The health experts also suggest 2 days a week of strength training. Most people find keeping new habits difficult. And while habit stacking is not a perfect solution, it does help with one barrier: decision making. Gretchen Rubin is the writer of Better Than Before: Mastering the Habits of Our Everyday Lives. She said habit stacking is one of the best ways to start and keep new habits. The technique helps to remove the barrier of deciding when or if to do something. Rubin shared a story of her college days. To help her stay active, she would only shower if she had exercised that day. She suggested combining the new, or what she calls shaky behavior, with something you have to do or deeply want to do. So, you have to do the shaky habit before you get to the strong habit, Rubin said. If she wants to listen to a podcast, her strong habit, She must do it while exercising on a running machine. For her, this will strengthen her shaky habit. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.